AI, the best you can buy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I guess one of the biggest days for TV all year round. And I have a good friend, Judy Kimball, and she says to me, we have a new name for Super Bowl Sunday. It's the Thanksgiving of junk food. It's the day that we all celebrate, and we all celebrate with junk food. So the Thanksgiving of junk food. And it's a fun day. It's a day where they, you know, you spend a lot of time just watching some of the TV commercials. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on my New England Patriots shirt and, you know, think maybe next year will be our turn again. And cheer for the team that you like and cheer for the team that gave your team the worst trouble this year. And just enjoy the game. Sit back, relax, and, you know, eat all of that junk food. And maybe you can, before the game starts, do a little bit of thinking and planning for your vegetable garden, for your flower beds. And if you're just joining us and you're not receiving our email newsletter, we'd like you to do that, too. Just go to paulparent.com. That's my website. And at the very bottom, you just put in your email address, and you will receive a free email every single Thursday. And we have four stories in it. And starting this week, we're going to be adding a story about berries. We're going to be doing blueberries and raspberries and strawberries, grapes, and then all the various fruit trees. As we get closer to the vegetable season, then we'll be starting to do stories on vegetables and flowers and perennials and the annuals. When we get into the lawn season, we'll have stories on things for the lawn also. So a lot of good information. It's also printable so that you can read the article. And if it's something that you like, you can print it and have a hard copy. And when you sign up for the email newsletter, you will also be able to join our program that we have coming up starting in March on receiving some cotton seeds. I know most of you, we live in New England. It's cold, and cotton doesn't grow very well in New England, so you don't see it grown commercially. But it's something that you can grow in a pot. And we're going to supply you with cotton seeds, and that's going to be an awful lot of fun. And there'll be prizes and all kinds of things. So, but you can only sign up and receive the seed if you're a member of the email newsletter. Now, let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who do we have up first?
Okay, first up this hour, we have Joy on the line, who's calling about a gardenia.
About a gardenia. Good morning. Tell me about your gardenia. What's happening to it?
Good morning. I bought my gardenia at the grocery store a couple of years ago. And I've managed to keep it alive, but right now it's looking kind of thin and sad, and a couple of the branches have broken off, and I don't know if I can root the branches that my kids knocked off or if I should just be content to try to keep the mother plant alive.
Okay. Have you repotted it since you bought it?
Yes, I've repotted it once each year.
Okay. And you're going a couple of inches larger?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for fertilizer, for gardenias, this is one of the few plants that does a lot better if you can use a fertilizer that's on the acidic side. So instead of using a fertilizer like Miracle-Gro, you would use a fertilizer like Miracid. And if you want to put a little bit of granular fertilizer, you can put a little bit of Holytone. This for like rhododendrons and azaleas, excuse me, and things like that. And gardenias, you fertilize them during the winter once a month. So from September until May, once a month with a liquid food is all you need. Once you put it outside in May, you need to fertilize that plant every couple of weeks, or what I do is I use Osmocote. Osmocote is a little pellet. It's timed release, and it feeds that plant every single time you water. And then, once a month, sometimes twice, if I think of it, then I will use the Miracid fertilizer on it. And that's going to help a great deal. Now, as far as the branch, if the branch has some green bark on it and it's pliable, that means it's fairly new wood. And if you get some rooting powder, then there's a good chance that it's going to survive.
Okay.
If the bark is brown or woody and almost barky, that means that that branch has become woody and it's going to be difficult for you as a homeowner to root it, because they would root that with bottom heat. And it's really going to be hard for you to do that. So, and if it's like this, if the size of the branch is like a pencil, it really isn't going to root. If it's smaller than a pencil, then there's a pretty good chance that it's going to root for you.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Sure, Jolene.
I have had a problem in my garden with a vine borer that has killed my squash and my cucumbers. And I don't know. I try to garden organically, and I didn't know if there is an organic solution for that.
Okay. So what I want you to do is this. I want you to take a pair of your pantyhose. I want you to cut the legs off at the crotch. So what you're going to have is the old-fashioned nylons, okay, instead of the pantyhose.
Okay.
I want you to take the top part of the pantyhose, and I want you to roll from the top down to the toe of that nylon.
Okay.
Plant your squash or your cucumbers, and then what you're going to do, where the stem, where the branch of the squash is, bury the toe in the ground right next to it, but leave it rolled up just like a piece of carpeting. As the vine begins to roll, to grow and get longer, drape the nylon over the stem, so when you look at it, the pantyhose is draping on both sides of the stem, but it's covering the top of it. The squash vine borer lays the egg on the stem. And if you can cover it with the nylon, then you won't have to put any pesticide on it. Now, when you get to a leaf, it's going to be hard because the leaf is growing straight up. Take a pair of scissors, and in the nylon, cut a little notch into it about halfway through, and that way you can take that notch, go around the leaf, and it will drape on both sides. And by doing that, it will prevent it from having the squash vine borer. And that will work very, very well. And as the vine grows, you just unroll it. But the squash vine borer normally will will do its damage in the first 2 to 3 feet. And just one leg from your old pantyhose rolled up and slowly unrolled will cover the top of the stem, and it will prevent the squash vine borer from getting into the stem. It's as simple as that. It's a trick that I was told and taught by Jim Crockett, the original gardener of the Victory Garden. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have John on the line who's got a question about trimming his rose bush.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Paul, I've got an old rose bush going back to the turn of the century. And it's got a number of problems. It's kind of gone to that white, wildish flower. It's got some fungus on some of the old growth stems. And it's even got some holes in some of the leaves. And I keep on trimming it back in the spring, and I feed it. And I even put compost around the base during the winter so it doesn't freeze the roots. And I'm trying to bring it back. But mm-hmm. I can't. How do I identify the fungus and treat it and the holes in the leaves and treat that too and trim it?
Okay. The best thing for you to do is normally diseases and insects get active when the weather starts to get humid. That's when the leaves get moisture on them from the dew in the morning and from the heavy air, and that's when they're more likely to stick to it. We're coming up on a break, John. You hold on. When we come back, I'll tell you exactly what to do, and it will eliminate probably 75% of your problems. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kratschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kratschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
There we go.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. And if you want more gardening advice, remember, go to paulparent.com and sign up for your free email newsletter. It will come to you every single Thursday. And this week coming, we're going to start to do berries and fruit trees in the weeks to come. So if you're planning on growing blueberries and raspberries and grapes and things like that, they're going to come to you one at a time. So sign up, and you'll also be able to get some cotton seed to grow in containers. And we're going to have a ton of prizes with that also. We were talking with John about roses. Now, roses, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, I never promised you a rose garden. Well, that phrase came because it's a lot of work. And to have the best roses, this is what I want you to do. In the spring, I want you to buy a bag of compost and put a half a bag to a whole bag of compost around each of your roses. And then every time it rains or you water, all the goodness of that compost will go right down into the roots, and it will feed the rose bush. Roses are very, very hungry. And you have companies like Ortho, Bayer, Bonide, and they make some great combination fertilizers, insect control, and disease control all in one application. And that's what I would do. And it says 6 weeks. If your soils are sandy, it's only going to last four. And if we're getting some rain and you're watering them on a regular basis, do it every month. And normally you start April. So April, May, June, July, and August. You feed them. There's no food after September 1st. Because starting in September, you want that rose bush to prepare for the fall weather and eventually for the winter. And if you feed it in September and the weather is nice, instead of getting tougher and that fibrous new growth, it's all fleshy. Instead of it be going from fleshy to woody, it continues to stay fleshy. And then when the weather gets cold, you have dieback. So you feed April 1st through the end of August. And after the end of August, nothing. And if you can use either the Bayer, the Bonide, or the Scotts, rose and flower fertilizers, and combination insect and disease controls, you will have the minimum of problems. Never water the foliage. And if you've got an in-ground irrigation system and it's drifting onto the roses, you have to adjust that system or remove the roses. Because if you're watering those roses and the water's getting on the leaves every week or twice a week or three times a week, you're going to encourage diseases. It's as simple as that. Now, pruning, what you want to do, you live in New England. When the Red Sox come to Fenway Park, they're just getting ready to move into Florida. They start in Florida the first week of March, like everybody else. They practice, and then in April, they go to their ballparks, and they play baseball for real. When they play for real, then you prune back your roses anywhere from a third to half, unless it's a climber. Climbers, you can prune them back by maybe 15 or 20% to encourage bushing. But a regular bush-type rose, like a tea or a floribunda or a grandiflora, I always prune back mine by a foot or two. Never any more. I'll try and keep them about 18 inches tall in the spring, maybe 15 inches. But anything above that gets removed. Any skinny, skinny branches that are thinner than a ballpoint pen, get rid of those. That way the energy goes into larger branches, stronger branches, and more productive branches. And some mulch around them or some compost, and you're ready to go. So pamper them. And roses need 1 gallon of water per week. 1 gallon. That's a lot of water. And if you can apply it over a two-day period, like Monday and Wednesday, rather than a little bit each day, give it a good soaking twice a week, you're ready to go. 800-259-9231.
Grow nursery quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful, full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. We were supposed to have Chuck Carberry of the Rhode Island Flower Show on, and can't seem to get a hold of him. I'll tell you a little bit about the Flower Show. If the Flower Show in Rhode Island begins February 18th through the 21st. So that's in 3 weeks, 2 weeks. And it's really a good flower show. If you'd like to get some information, I'll give you the website where you can go to get information on the tickets, the hours that it runs, and directions on how to get there. They have free lectures while you're there. They will help you to give you some more guiding ideas. But their website is www.flowershow.com. So you don't write in Rhode Island. Just put in www.flowershow.com, and that will bring you to the website for the Rhode Island Flower and Garden Show, and it's February 18th through the 21st. Okay? Take a look at the website and get some information, and we'll try and get a hold of Chuck so that he can give you information about what you can expect to see. Just before the break, we had a caller that had to leave to go to church, and he wants to know how to grow rhubarb. Now, rhubarb is a wonderful vegetable, and once you get it in the garden, it's something that can last for as long as 25 years or more. What you buy is a root. It's going to be about the size of your fist. And if you buy it early in the year, before the leaves come out, you're going to notice these big red, looks like mushrooms, attached to the stem or the root of your plant. And those big red buds will eventually burst open to give you the leaves and the stems. When you plant rhubarb, you don't want to use manure. They don't like it for some reason. So put in compost, put in peat moss, but don't put in cow manure. They just don't like it. Get the soil with a lot of organic matter, and don't pick the rhubarb for the first year. Just let it get established, let it grow, and it will make nice leaves, beautiful red stems, and I know you're going to be tempted, but don't pull anything from that plant the first year. The second year, you can start to pick leaves and from the plant, and then you can get those beautiful stems. Now, when you grow rhubarb, you have to remember one thing. The leaf of the rhubarb is poisonous, and you want to make sure that you cut that off and throw it away. You can put it on your compost pile, and it will break down and become harmless. But you don't want to eat the leaves of rhubarb. Now, the way to get rhubarb off is grab a hold of the stem, bend it down, and then pull quickly towards you. You don't want to pull it straight up, pull it horizontally. But just bend it down and give it a quick tug, and it'll snap right off. And it's something that you can enjoy for years and years and years. But try not to put any manures on it, and put some compost and peat at the time of planting. And you can put compost around it every single year. The other thing is, when your rhubarb makes a white flower, and it's going to, rhubarb will get up to be about 3 feet tall. And all of a sudden, in the late spring, you'll start to see this big stem, and it will get probably 5 feet tall with a big cluster of white flowers on it. Cut that right off, because it takes energy to make the flower, and the flower is going to make seed, which takes energy from the leaves. So continue to remove the flowers, and your plant will grow bigger and thicker and fuller. Okay? And in the newsletter, in the weeks to come, we're going to give you detailed steps on how to make the best rhubarb for your garden. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Cheryl on the line, who's calling about a rhododendron.
Cheryl, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's so neat to talk to you. I have been trying to grow a red rhododendron. My first one, I planted in full sun. I did not like that, so I had a shade and everything. But it did blossom the first year, the second year, until a plowman destroyed it. So the second one I bought, I planted in an area where it gets shaded sunlight, and it's planted about 15 to 20 feet away from a grove of pine trees. Every year for 4 years, I've got new leaves, but I have no flowers. I do fertilize it with a fertilizer for rhododendrons,
mm-hmm,
according to directions, but I'm getting no blossoms.
Okay. Now, is it getting any sun there at all?
It gets filtered sunlight, like it's coming down through the trees.
Yeah, but it doesn't get any direct sunshine at all on it, too. Okay,
right.
And you said it hasn't made any new growth at all on that plant?
Oh, it makes new leaves. I get new leaves,
yeah,
every single spring, but no blossoms.
Okay. Rhododendrons should have a half a day of sun. But
okay,
what I'd like to see you do is this. Rhododendrons can be transplanted very, very easy, and that's something that you would do during March or
April. And if you could give it a half a day of sun, you will have all the flowers that you want. The other thing that you can do if you can't move it is take a shovel and with your eye go to the ends of your branches. And about 6 inches away from the branches, take the shovel, jump on it to drive it into the ground, and cut a circle all the way around it. Once the shovel's in the ground, push the shovel forward and pull it towards you to make like a little opening in the ground. And take your fertilizer and put a couple of handfuls right in that slit that you have made. And then with the heel of your foot, compact the ground around it to kind of seal it. The fertilizer will go directly to the roots. The roots that have been cut will shock the plant. And normally when you shock a plant like that, the plant thinks it's going to die. And the way that the plant can reproduce itself is by flowers. And it will normally make all kinds of flower buds for the following year. And once it gets to the routine of making flower buds, they come every single year. So use this root pruning technique. And you can use that on azaleas, rhododendrons, if you have dogwoods, if you have lilacs that won't bloom. A good root pruning will help a great deal. Thank you, Cheryl. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Linda on the line who's got a couple questions for you about hollies and pear trees.
Okay, Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
I live very close to the water. And I have 4 pear trees, and the stem, they bloom nice every year. They're nice and green, but they don't produce any fruit. But the stem is always black and is growing in peat moss, or, you know, that green moss that you get when you live by the water. I live way up on the East Coast.
Okay.
And the tree is black.
Okay. Does the tree make flowers, Linda?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It has
beautiful white flowers, and they bloom fine, and the leaves are not eaten or anything. I looked at the leaves, but the stem gets black and starts peeling, and then that green stuff starts growing inside there, and that's it.
Okay. Now, do you get any of that black on the leaves themselves, or is it only on the stem?
No, I do get it on some of the leaves.
You do get it on some of the leaves. Okay.
Yes.
Have you used, like, a fruit tree spray or a home orchard spray on these plants at all?
I was trying to stay organic, and I used soap water. Somebody told me to use soap water, and that will help kill whatever's on there, but it, you know, it won't use no toxic, and it didn't work.
No. Well, soap is good, but it will only last on the plant for about 1 hour.
Oh,
and
God.
1 hour just isn't long enough. So what I want you to do, I want you to go down to your local garden center, and I want you to buy a product called Organocide. O-R-G-A-N-O-C-I-D-E.
Okay.
Organocide is a totally organic product for fruits, berries, nuts, and vegetables. It was developed in Florida for the citrus industry, and it works wonderful for apples, peaches, pears, blueberries, raspberries, grapes, and you can use it on the vegetable garden. And it has an insecticide and a fungicide in one, and you put it on with those bottle sprayers that you attach to your hose, and it will mix it all by itself. It's a liquid and very, very effective. Now, when you live near the water, because of the moisture coming in, that tends to give you more of a problem with diseases and insects. So you should get into the routine that as soon as the flowers fall from your tree, start spraying them every 2 weeks. And just take your calendar and just write on whatever day you're going to do it. Write down pears. And that way, when you look at the date, you'll say, oh, I got to spray it on Friday or Saturday. Then that will remind you to do it. And if you can do that, the black will disappear. The leaves will stay greener. You won't have any holes. The other thing that you need to find out are the trees all the same variety, or did you get two different types?
Actually, the trees were, we're retired military, and I just moved to Maine, and they were given to me by Mother's Day, and one of them is 5 years old, and it, like I said, it's a big, beautiful tree, and it's, it just, it's always black. Actually, it's almost like the stem of the tree is rotting. And I don't know about the trees, what kind they are, except that they're pear trees. They were given to me for Mother's Day. And they're growing well. They're just black. And they grow peat moss on them.
Okay. The moss that's there is partly due to the moisture from the ocean. But once you start using this organocide, then it will start to disappear. So what you do is put on a pair of gloves, rub the branches with the palm of your hand, just make like a fist around it, move it up and down the stem, and that will pull a lot of that moss off of it.
Okay.
Start using that organocide every couple of weeks. And just for general information, when you buy a fruit tree, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, and so forth, it takes, from the time that you plant it, 3 to 5 years before they will produce fruit. The reason is, a fruit tree is dug in the fall of the year, out of the ground, and unlike a shrub that you buy, there's no soil. They dig it, they shake all the soil off, it's pruned, it's put into cold storage for the winter. The nursery gets them during March, pots them up, and the root system has to start all over again. And then it has to be reestablished in your garden. So have some patience. Feed them. Use a fertilizer like Plant Tone made by Espoma, or a fertilizer by Dr. Earth. They have a fruit tree fertilizer. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at...
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Franklin Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Ann on the line, who's calling about her rose bushes.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul, and I do enjoy your newsletter very much, too. And
thank you.
I have a wonderful, healthy Rosa rugosa bush, and I have a new neighbor who would like some me to take some cuttings from it. And it has, like, 3 suckers that have come up, and I didn't cut them down at all because she made a request. Can I use those sucker bushes? Can I cut into the root system and then plant that for her and give it to her at all?
Mm-hmm. What you want to do, that sucker is a stem that's coming from the main plant. So what you want to do, and the only time that you can do this is during March and April before the leaves begin to wake up on that plant and become visible. And what you want to do is between the mother and the actual stem, the shoot that's coming out of the ground, the stem that's running between those two is filled with roots.
Okay.
So if you take a pitchfork or a trowel and dig between the two to reveal the roots, then all you need to do is to cut the stem.
Yes.
With a pair of pruners, and then dig up that little seedling and give it to her, and she'll have a gorgeous, gorgeous plant. When we lived in Massachusetts, we lived in Scituate and Marshfield, and there was a lot of wild rugosa roses. And we had a friend that lived by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go there in late March, early April, and we would dig between the mother and this new shoot, and it looked just like a stick covered with roots and then a shoot coming straight up from that.
Yes.
And we planted them about 2 feet apart, and we end up creating a beautiful hedge of rugosa roses. Regular roses, you can't do that because they're all grafted, but the beach rose, the Rosa rugosa, spreads with these underground stems that make new shoots. But you need to dig them before the leaves open up on that plant, and it works really, really well.
Oh, that's wonderful to know. That's wonderful. Because she doesn't live in the house until the summertime, so I'll know enough to dig them up and pot them for her so I can give them to her.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Just get like a 10 or a 12-inch pot and, you know, dig those plants as soon as the season gets here and just put that it's going to look like a real thick stem with like little spider webs on it. Put that in your pot. And by the time she gets here, you'll have a beautiful plant for her. But you need to do it while the plant is dormant.
Okay, I will remember that. And do you have time for two other quick questions?
Sure.
Okay, I heard that banana peels placed around the rose bushes really help them grow. Is that a fallacy?
It's going to break down. It's going to turn to organic matter. If you want it to break down without it looking like you've got banana peels all over the garden, the best thing to do is just take those peels, chop them up with one of your big knives, and then loosen the soil around your plant and bury them in. And then they'll rot. And it's just like making compost.
Yes. Okay, thank you. And the third one, I too have an apple tree. It starts to bloom. And then it never really fully buds. I never really see a flower, and the leaves wilt a little bit, but the leaves are green. What can I put around like the base of the tree? And I really don't like to spray because I've had problems with chemicals before on my health with spraying. So I'd like to put something around the base of the tree that might help that problem, and yet not hurt the apples. So.
Right. Well, probably the best thing for you to do is there are two new types of fertilizer. One of them is made by a company called Organica, and it's called Plant Growth Activator.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a company called Espoma.
Yes.
And they have a product that's very similar to that called Bio Tone, B-I-O-T-O-N-E.
Okay.
And you're going to use a couple of handfuls for every inch thickness of the tree trunk. Take a crowbar, make a bunch of holes around the trunk of the tree, about 6 inches deep, put a half a handful in each hole, and water it in, and you will have much, much better looking apples. 800-259-9231.